Hello, I'm John Shea with the BBC News. The search operation for more debris from the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 is being expanded. On Wednesday, Malaysia confirmed that part of a wing washed ashore on Reunion was from the aircraft. Chris Bockman reports.
The French military is deploying additional air, land and sea forces to try and locate and retrieve more wreckage from the missing airliner. Extra reconnaissance aircraft and helicopters will scour the sea around the island of Reunion, where part of the wing section of the Malaysia airplane washed ashore last week. Warships will also be used and military police will comb the island's beaches.
Hundreds of migrants who were rescued from a vessel that sank off Libya have arrived on the Italian island of Sicily, on board an Irish Navy ship. From Palermo, here's Alex Jacana.
The Irish Navy ship arrived in Palermo late Thursday afternoon with 367 survivors on board, among them 13 women and 12 children. They received basic assistance, which included food, water, clothing and medical attention. Many were also offered counselling and psychological support after what has been a terrifying ordeal for them. They've now been sent to different reception centres across the country, where they'll spend the next few days before they begin applying for asylum in Italy, should they choose to.
In the United States, the 10 leading Republican Party presidential aspirants are preparing to take part in their first debate on the road to next year's election. The televised event in Ohio will include Jeb Bush, who's both a brother and son to former US presidents, and the real estate mogul Donald Trump. His popularity has increased faster than any other candidate. John Sopel, who's in Ohio, says Mr. Trump started out as a joke candidate, but he's not anymore.
He started his campaign by insulting Mexicans, calling them thieves and rapists, and his poll numbers started to climb. He then picked a fight on the military record of Senator John McCain, who ran for the presidency a few years ago. He was tortured as a prisoner of war. The political establishment said, well, this time you've really crossed the line. Trump, you've gone too far, and his poll numbers have soared. And he's ripping up the rule book, which all of which makes it very difficult for the people he's going to debate with tonight to know how to deal with him.
The former Argentine president, Carlos Menem, has missed the opening day of a trial in which he's accused of obstructing investigations into a huge bomb attack on a Jewish cultural center in Buenos Aires in 1994. A lawyer for Mr. Menem, who denies the charges, said he couldn't attend for health reasons. 12 other people are also on trial. The Jewish center attack killed 85 people. Argentine prosecutors say it was planned and financed by Iran and carried out by Hezbollah, the Lebanese Shia Islamist movement. World News from the BBC. Russia has destroyed hundreds of tons of illegally imported cheese and fruit. The move is part of renewed efforts by the Kremlin to enforce its ban on many Western food products introduced a year ago in retaliation for sanctions imposed over the Ukraine crisis. In one public display by Russia's food agency, a steamroller took an hour to demolish 9 tons of cheese. A migrant has almost succeeded in walking through almost the entire length of the Channel Tunnel from France to Britain. Growing numbers of migrants have tried to reach the UK in recent weeks. Simon Jones reports.
The migrant appears to have managed to get almost 50 kilometres into the tunnel before he was stopped as he was nearing Britain. Eurotunnel said the man could easily have been injured or killed, but described what happened as an extremely rare incident. Eurotunnel has launched an investigation, but insisted its alarms had detected the apparent intruder. Despite this latest breach of security, the company said that attempts by migrants to get into its terminal in Calais are now being brought under control.
A 3-century-old Stradivarius violin stolen 35 years ago from an American musician has been recovered. The instrument is being returned to the family of its owner, Roman Tuttenberg, who died 3 years ago. Police were alerted when a woman took the violin to a dealer in New York. The family is planning to sell the valuable instrument to a performer so that it can be heard again. Football teams from the West Bank and Gaza have played their first match in 15 years. The bitter rivalry between the Palestinian Authority, based in Ramallah, and the Islamist movement Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, was temporarily suspended as 2,000 fans crowded into Gaza's Al Yarmouk Stadium to watch the match between the West Bank-based Al Ahly and the home team Shajaya, which ended 0-0. The teams also had to overcome Israeli travel restrictions.
And 更多内容请关注可可英语 可可net.com。